Okay. So yesterday we did an Amid, Gimel Amid Beis. Today I don't think we'll do an Amid, but let's just finish the this piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, that it's a Tiyufta Deshmo Betarati and Rabbi Elazar Bechada. So Gemara said, what's the Tiyufta? So if you look at the chart, Rabbi Elazar was a Tiyufta, I think was on line 1 and line 4 of the chart, right? That in line 4, he said there's a Machlaikis, the Bryce said there is no Machlaikis. And on line 1, where he said that there is no Machlaikis, the Bryce said there is a Machlaikis. So, Frekta Gemara, Ha'ani Tartihu. So, Gemara says the Tiyufta Rabbi Elazar on two areas that Rabbi Elazar explained Ramea. And with the Gemara, Chaduhu dechataymahu. It's really all one. Mishum dekamer Rabbi Elazar machlokes b'shein chayev moida, hu mitaritzachi. So the Gemara here is saying that really it's tiyufta on both things of Rabbi Elazar. Just Kozma Rabbi Elazar was able to hold on the bottom line of the chart that's the machlokes. Kozmani could hold the chart, the bottom line of the chart is a machlokes. So that's why the top line of the chart he held is no machlokes. Once we force him on the bottom line, we have a brisa forces him to show he's wrong on the bottom line. So now, if he remains Rabbi Chaim don't argue, so now he has to be masking that on the top line that there is a machlokes. So that in effect, one thing is the result of the other. That's what that's the Gemara's teretz in Rabbi Elazar. Now people ask me right away. Now, what does one thing have to do with the other? Rabbi Elazar could have said they argue on both, on the bottom and at the top line. Why is it totally zebizeh? So really, that's the Tosis on the bottom. You know, Tosis doesn't use that language in his kasha. Tosis Hanitarati is really asking that. Tosis says Rabbi Elazar had some hechrich from somewhere else in the top line to say that he didn't want to say it's a machlekes in both. The top line he preferred to say, like he said, that there's no machlaikis. It's only when once he's forced on the bottom line, where Rabbi Elazar said there's a machlaikis, he's forced to say there's no machlaikis, then he's stuck. He has to say the argument on the top thing. So actually, it's totally zebizeh. So that's the tiyufta of Rabbi Elazar b'chada. Now, the shmul b'tarti. Where do you have a tiyufta of the shmul b'tarti? We have a tiyufta de shmul b'tarti. Chadak Rabbi Elazar, damuki mestisim b'shein chayev ma'ida. One like we just said. The chadak and the second one, damar Shmuel. Shmuel said independently a different member. He said matzah shtark no b'shuk yazla b'ayin lechashin lepirayin. Tiyufta. He said when achashish lepirayin and yet katani hachaf b'shishnei ma'idim lai yazla lai lezev lai lezev mechashin lepirayin. Koshkin hachad alai ma'id alai v'chashin lepirayin. So Shmuel Shita was like Chashin Lepirayin, and we see from here that Chashin Lepirayin, so that's a Tiyufta on Shmuel. So in the back, in the Malay Harayim, he asks Akasha. Now we know if an Amira says something, and you have a Kasha on him from a Brisa, it's not a Tiyufta if there's another Brisa that says like him. Right? Just because this Brisa says Chashin Lepirayin, That we're saying that's a tiyufta Shmuel says like Chashin Lepirayin. But Lamaisa, we do find a Tana who holds like Chashin Lepirayin. We actually had it on Dav Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara there brought Rabbi Yosi Omer Hariyu B'cheskasei V'loi Chashin Lepirayin. There, the Gemara brought Rabbi Yosi who says like Chashin Lepirayin. So what kind of tiyufta is this? This is a tiyufta on Shmuel. It's a tiyufta on the way he explained the machlokes remain the chachamim. But we said that's chada, that's only one thing. The second thing is a tiyufta on a psak of Shmuel. Shmuel paskin lo chashin lepirayin. How's that a tiyufta on a psak of Shmuel? Because of this brisa. There's a tana, Rabbi Yosi holds lo chashin lepirayin. There is such a tana. So it's not a tiyufta. So he has this kasha. He blives shver. I saw in the Eitzer, he brings a teretz, a very nice teretz, as follows. Rabbi Yosi holds, loy chayshinon lepirayin. what was the svara? Why should we say lechashim lepirayim if you find the shtar? Remember? Why shouldn't we be chashish? If you find the shtar in the street, why would we chashish it was paid? What's the svara man diyamu? Because he would rip it up. That's what Rashi said, because he would rip it up. Rabbi Yossi's shita is that hilchim b'mam and achah harayv. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that side of Gimel. So Rabbi Yossi's shita is hilchim b'mam and achah harayv. And Memela, Rabbi Yossi holds that rive people rip up shtars. If you pay a shtar, certainly most people would rip up a shtar. A person has a shtar that he doesn't want anybody to be teveya with. So most people would rip it up. So Rabbi Yossi says, since most people would rip it up, so therefore, halchem b'manacha harayv, and therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds, loy chayshin on the pirayim. Well, now chayshish for that it was paid. Because if it would have been paid, it would have been ripped up. Shmuel holds, ein halchem b'manacha harayv, that's Shmuel Shita. Shmuel paskins, ein halchem b'manacha harayv. So if Shmuel holds ein halchem b'manacha harayv, so he doesn't hold like Yena Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi says that rive people rip up shtaros. Shmuel says ein halchem b'manacha harayv. So why does he hold like Hashin l'pirayim? You know why? Why does he hold like Hashin l'pirayim? He holds everybody rips up shtaros. He holds it's not a rive. He holds that everybody rips up shtaros. This sheet of Shmuel, that loy chashin l'pirayim, because it's a davar barer, that everybody rips up shtaris, that sheet is tiyufta. That sheet is al kishlag. Shmuel says loy chashin l'pirayim because yivadei ripped up a shtar. No one holds that way. Because in this brisa, say remei asayre chachamim hold chashin l'pirayim. And even Rabbi Yossi only argues for a different reason, because Rabbi Yossi holds loy chashin l'pirayim because he says it's enough rive. We don't pass it, it's enough rive. Hey, Yais, we don't pass it, it's enough rive. So Shmuel can't hang his hat on Rabbi Yossi. He can't be like Rabbi Yossi. And he's a new shita, that's Tiyofta. Tiyofta on his shita. That's the, it's a very nice pshat that he brings to answer this kasha. And agav, with it, we could answer the Taisus Hanitarti's kasha. Taisus asked that it should be a tiyufta Rebbe Laza also, if Rebbe Laza holds loy chashin on the pirayin, it should be a tiyufta on Rebbe Laza also. Why is it chada? It comes out now, on Rebbe Laza you couldn't ask a tiyufta. So Rebbe Laza could say, I hold like Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Laza really could defend himself and say, I hold like Rebbe Yossi of Dav Zayin on the base. It's Davka Shmuel that it's a tiyufta betarati. Shtim as well, that Davka and Shmuel is a tiyufta. Now, Agav, we come back to the old problem and how to learn the Gemara. If you hold Ein Halcha B'Mamanach HaRayv, which Shmuel holds. So we have our old problem. What's going on? Shmuel says that Lechashin L'Pirayim, because you rip up Shtaris. It's 100% that you rip up Shtaris. Shmuel says like Hashin l'pirayim, the person rips up the shtar. What does that mean? It's 100%. There's not one person that doesn't rip up a shtar. It's not a staver. No. Bishlam if roiv is good enough, so you can say Shmuel holds that you go bus a roiv if people rip up shtars. But once you hold ein halcha b'manacha roiv, we have our old problem that every time in Shas we have this type of an umdina that we shuts up, that this is what people do, to say it's 100% positive that everyone rips up a shtar when they pay, it's ridiculous. It can't be. It can't be. It's 100%. 100%? Everybody pays, rips up a shtar? Right? Even some people who pay and don't even take the shtar back. So everybody who pays, if it would be 100% that everybody who pays takes a shtar back and rips it off, we wouldn't say tanin liyasaimim perua when the other person has a shtar. Can't be that it's 100%. So we have this old problem, which we bump into all the time. that when you hold the in holchim b'mamon achar harayv, which is the way we paskin, that b'mamon is, you can't be mighty mamon with harayv, and then in Shas we have many umdinas, which seem to be gebayt only on rayv. And I don't know, it's like I say, it's an old problem, and I'm not sure how to deal with it. I mentioned that last time that I had asked this question to Rav Schlesinger, the Shivan Kaltaira. So he told me this chilek, that there's a difference between two types of raiv. There's a raiv which all people do most of the time, and there's a raiv which most people do all of the time. He said, "Ein halacha b'mamon achar raiv is a raiv that most people do all of the time." So such a thing, you don't go bas harayv. It's something that most people do. These are mi'at people. But something that every person does most of the time, that we do go baser. You had a svara. Everyone does it most of the time. That's stronger. Like ein adam pe'ei tazmanei. So everybody most of the time doesn't pay tazmanei. You'll find somebody who does, etc. All these types of rives, that would be good. So you would have to say here the same thing, that all people rip up shtaris most of the time, which makes sense. Everybody who borrows a lot of money, what?
I'm saying includes inherits, though, because that's what some of Rav Yossi doesn't argue and see it. He agrees that all.
No, Rav Yossi holds Chochma Me'achar Rive. That means Rav Yossi holds that it's based on the fact that most people do it is enough.
But it's what the argument sees.
Well, it's a tiyuf to the Shmuel. It's a tiyuf to the
Shmuel. Yeah, I'm saying, but Rav Yossi says that it's most people.
Al karchach, because the Gemara says it's because halacha nachar arayv.
He maybe meant on the whole Indian arayv, just that mice arayv at the time. It could be.
Yeah, once it's a tiyufta, I don't know. It could be it's a tiyufta and how he shouts up to people. Also, we try not to say as much like some mitzias. The problem is if we say what we just said, that Shmuel holds that all people rip up shtaris most of the time. When they pay, it means they get the shtaris and do it. So the kasha comes back. How do you say tanina fi yisaimim that it's perua? If it's such a strong rive that it's like a vadai, that people, when they pay, take back the shtaris and rip it up, so vaita, how do you tanina perua fi yisaimim? The father would have taken back the shtar and ripped it up. So it's hard to say it's a vadai. The whole cheshbon here that Shmuel holds to Vada is a weak, seems to have problems with.
This is only after people paid?
Only after people paid, yeah.
The question
will ever be paid. Right. The question is, cheshbon le piroi. And here we're not talking about kanunya, we're talking about cheshbon le piroi. Nothing to do with kanunya, just that's it. Okay, yesterday I started to talk to you about Taisis in Gimel Amid Beis. This Taisis, which appears numerous places in Shas, and Grada Taisus and Gittin on Bezam and Aleph, Derech Agav, the bottom Taisus talks about Taninon, mentioned it as well. This Taisus, the aside of this Taisus, is the basis for the famous Rebbe Elchanan about Migu being Kayach HaTainu. I'm not going to go through all the cases of Rebbe Elchanan, but I just want to review Rebbe Elchanan's aside and the connection to this Taisus. So again, we'll start with Taisus. The rules are, if you borrowed money, someone comes with a shtar against you. So rule number one, could you tie the mezuyif? Someone comes with a shtar against you, could you tie the mezuyif? Obviously, yes. You could tie the mezuyif. You'll have to be mekayim it. But you could say shtar and mezuyif, that's for sure. Could you tie the perua? Really not. Can't say perua. Shtar chabi adi my boy. I have the shtar. But you could tie the perua miga the mezuyif. And that's why we call it the classic migu. You want to give someone an example of migu, you say perua miga demizuyif. That's like aleph beis. Now, yisaimim. Do we taina for yisaimim mizuyif? Taisa said no. It's not shchiach. You don't taina mizuyif on behalf of yisaimim. Do you taina perua on behalf of yisaimim? Taisa said yes. You do taina perua on behalf of yisaimim. As I state in Taisus. Then these are rules. I'm not going into Taisus Kasha, Taisus Teretz. This is the rule. If you say him, you don't tie him mizuyah. If you do tie him peruah. The problem with Tosis is that what does it mean tanina peruah for your Simon? Peruah is really not believed. Really, peruah by itself, when the other guy is a shtar, peruah is not a tain. Peruah is only a taina because you have a migu, you could have said mizuyah. By tanina, there's no migu, you could have said mizuyah. Bezdin can't say mizuyah. Bezdin's not tanina mizuyah. So how could Bezdin taina peruah for your simon if they don't have a migu de mizuyah? That's Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon, the same thing. They're kasha on Tosfos. How could Tosfos say Bezdin taina is peruah for your simon if there's no migu of mizuyah, if the peruah is not believed? We don't believe a person to say peruah unless he has a raya of migu de mizuyah.
Why can't they say mizuyah the same way they say peruah? Bezdin doesn't know the business deals.
You have a good question why you can't. And we have to be down. But I'm talking, Taisus says that they can't, because lo shchiyah. Taisus says that. Rabbi Chanan is coming after Taisus. Taisus says beferish that ain't tanin alohu mizuyah. That we don't tanin mizuyah for your Simon.
Okay, it doesn't say that.
So,
it says we don't. The halacha is that they don't. But if they're
abundant
with
Misakin,
that would Bezdin say
Mizuyah. Then I wouldn't have a kasha. My kasha is on Tosis, who says that Bezdin was not Misakin that we say Mizuyah.
Right, they're not Misakin, but really, right. Theoretically,
but
really, they could.
No, because the David Loishchiach, we don't tie no. We don't tie no Mizuyah. It's Loishchiach.
But the same strength that they have to say Parua, they have the same strength.
Look, if Bezdin sat down and they shot stuff, that Mizuyah, if we won't tie them, Parua, we will. Why? I'm not going to have time to get into today. But there's a reason why Mizuyif not. I mean, in a nutshell, they don't tie to Mizuyif because of the concept of Kayach Hashtar. You don't want to start tying something against Kayach Hashtar. You know, Bezdin doesn't say down there. A person can tie it. Bezdin doesn't tie it against Kayach Hashtar. Perua is not against the Kayach Hashtar. It was a good Hashtar. Just it was paid. Perua, they tied. The point the Rav Chanan is going is after Tosfos says this rule that you don't tie a mizuyah, if you do tie a peruah, that doesn't make sense. And because of this, Rav Chanan and Rav Shimon both come up with their concept of kayach hatayna. Migu is kayach hatayna. It's a yeshiva expression, which nobody ever wrote until 100 years ago. Rav Chanan and Rav Shimon both wrote this expression. But they're just giving expression to an idea. What is the idea? There are two kaiches that a amigu has. Normally, amigu is a raya or a birra. It's a birra. Believe me with taina A, because if I'm a liar, I would have said taina B, and I would have won with taina B. So therefore, believe me with taina A. That's a typical amigu. It has to be a raya. That's the way amigu usually works. Now, Rabbi Chanan says that in this case, migu doesn't work that way. There's no raya. We can't prove for the assignment that it was peruah because they could say mizuyah. Nobody could say mizuyah. Nobody's even tining him. So, Rabbi Chanan, this works with kayach hatayna. Why does kayach hatayna? So, over the years, I've had a couple of ways of trying to explain the concept of kayach hatayna to a class. I think I have two ways of explaining. What does Kayach HaTayna mean? I explained Kayach HaTayna when we had a Maida B'Miktsas with a Migul of Kayfra Kalai. The way I explained it this time around, I gave you the example, if you have a poor man in town, who everyone knows he's poor for the last 100 years, or however long he's alive, he's been a poor man. And one night, there's a burglary in the rich man's house, and money is stolen. And the next day, this poor man suddenly has a lot of money. Suddenly, he's giving away money. He's got plenty of money. And we ask him, where'd you get the money from? And he says, I saved it up. So in such a case, do we believe this poor man? Do we believe him? Do you believe him? Do I believe him? Probably not. And we're probably sure that he stole. But if we schlep him into Beis Din, and we tell the poor man, you stole his money. He says, I didn't. He said, where'd you get the money from? He says, I saved it up. Is he going to win in Beis Din? He's going to win in Beis Din. Why is he going to win? We're all sure he's lying. He has a certain kayach hatayna. A person who's a muzik has a right to say the most far-fetched thing he wants, and he wins. This is the way to explain the concept of Kayach HaTayna. That a Muzik could Tayna things, even no matter what, he has a Kayach to Tayna. A Tayna, we have to be able to answer. Okay, there was a second example, a way to explain Kayach HaTayna. Probably the way I just explained it would be the easiest way. If I had to explain to Balabatim, Kayach HaTayna, this would be the easiest way to explain it. Alright, this is the idea of Kayach HaTayna. Rabbi Chanan is coming along and telling us that Amigu is a Kayach HaTayna. What does Kayach HaTayna mean? It means that I have the power to say Taina A because of Taina B, because I have amigo of Taina B. That means when the father was alive, the father could have Tainid Perua with amigo Mezuyif. That means he has a Kayach HaTayna to Taina either Mezuyif or Perua. The Kayach HaTayna of Migu says you have a right to say Perua. Once I have a right to say Perua, that stands independently. And you could tie it for your assignment too. What are you tying it for the assignment? Yen the kayak that their father had. The father had the kayak to say Perua. I'm tying that for the assignment. I'm saying for the assignment that we give you that kayak. And Memele, you have that kayak. You don't have the proof. You don't have the birur. You talk about the birur. But since in this din Torah, this side of the din Torah, had the right to tie it Perua, you can even tie it for your assignment. The Muzakim, and they can taina of Peru. This is the idea of Kayach HaTayna, which is that a Muzik could get away with almost any taina. You can't get away with a taina that goes against one of the Yisaitis we have. That if you hold Ein Halchim Mamam Nachar Rai, you can't taina against Rai. If you hold Ein Halchim Nachar Rai, it means you can't taina against our assumptions, our umdinas. So you can't taina against an umdina. So without amigo, you can't say perua. It goes against the nomdana of Rabbi Yadi, my boy. So without amigo, you wouldn't have the kayaf to say perua. You can't say a taina which goes against the nomdana. The migu gives you that kayaf taina. Since you could have said mezuyah, if you can say perua, that gives you the kayaf taina. Memela, the yisaimim, could take that kayaf taina and taina with the tanina lohu. This is the idea of kayaf taina. What comes out from Kayach HaTayna is that you could have situations where a baldin could actually be stronger than Adam in a certain way. I'll explain what I mean. Let's say you have Trey Vitray. Let's say I have a case of Trey Vitray. What's Trey Vitray? You have two Adam say, this is my house, and two Adam say, it's not my house. Right? You have two against two. If one pair of the Eidim would have a Migul, would it help them? Let's say they have a Migul. We could have been Mazim Yim. Why don't we say, the first pair of Eidim said that it's not my house. Second pair say it is my house. Why don't we believe the second pair of Eidim to have a Migul? They could have said on the first pair, Imanu Ha'isem is somewhere else. It could have been Mazim then. Teretz is that once you have two against two, if piling on more Rayas doesn't help. Because Trey Kameya. So when you have Trey against Trey, if you add to one side amigo, it doesn't help. It's still, it's two Adam against two Adam. So if you add amigo, it's like 100 Adam against two Adam. It's still Trey to Trey. Right. That's an achinami. This is all right. The Trey to Trey is that they are here. If you say Trey commander less Adami, so then you have to say a different reason why there's no amigo. What's the other reason? Amigo de Betray Layamrin, I think, is the other Teretz. That you don't see, you don't give two Adam amigo, because they both went to Thor at the same time. Right? So when you have Trey Betray, if one side has amigo, it doesn't help. Yet, if you have Trey Betray and the Baldin has amigo, the Arishainim will hold that it helps. The Baldin could have amigo. Why? Because the Baldover, if he has amigo, his amigo could help. Could be. Why? The Eidim wouldn't help. The Teretz is, because when someone has a Migu, he has a certain Kayach to Taina. A Kayach to Taina is not a is not that you should believe me out my nemanis. It's I have the right to tain it. You don't believe me, don't believe me. But until you disprove what I'm saying, any taina that I say, I'm going to win. Anyway, this is the idea of Kayach HaTaina, of Migu, which I'm sure all of you have heard over the years in Yeshiva. And it's based on this Tosis. Just, it doesn't say Tosis in Gimel Amid Beis, because this Tosis is in the half a dozen places in Shas, above a Basra, and two places above a Basra. So therefore, it's not always pointed here. Okay, the next member of the Gemara is Shmuel again, introducing the idea of Achrayis Tos Sefer. So this Sunday we're going to try to work on Achrayis Tos Sefer.